Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. You have joined in tonight to my sister, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is a pleasure to come back to you once again in the first Monday of the new year of 2014. I hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful set of holidays, and I'm wishing God's blessings on each of you. Tonight, we are here to let you know that we still are here for our sisters of all ages, creeds, colors, educations, married women, single women, sisters, and just all the women that need us. We're here for the believers, the students, the housewives. Tonight, we have a special show for you with a special guest. We have on the line with us tonight Miss Rebecca Williams, who is a facilitator for the TMF, Health Quality Institute. She's going to be sharing with us tonight about a diabetes self-management education program that she conducts. And also we have one of her caregivers with her on the line, is Miss Galinda Jackson. So would you please go ahead and introduce yourself, Rebecca, and tell us a little about what you do.
Okay. My name is Rebecca, as you said, and I work with both the Dallas Area Agency on Aging as well as the Texas Health Quality Institute, TMS Foundation. They're the Quality Control Institute for the Medicare group in Texas. And what I do with them is facilitate workshops. I do workshops for the TMS Foundation on diabetes self-management, and then with the Dallas Area Agency on Aging as well, and then also some fall prevention classes with them.
Okay, good. Well, would you go ahead and elaborate a little bit about the agency and what it does, and as you were telling me about how it is targeting our diabetic population?
Yes. The TMF Health Quality Institute, they're the Institute for Medicare Quality Improvement. And what has happened is we've come to realize that there's a disproportionate amount of African-American population as well as Hispanics who have a really high incidence of diabetes. And it's becoming such a chronic disease that's so widespread, not just with our adults and seniors, but also with kids. So they have a special grant available right now that provides free self-empowerment programs on diabetes self-management, and these we're targeting right now with this grant African-American populations of senior citizens, preferably on Medicare. However, we even have a small group that meet that criteria. It's open to anyone who wants to take it.
Okay, listening audience, I am so sorry about that. Again, I apologize for the mishap. We are having some technical difficulties tonight with my computer, but if you just bear with us tonight, we're going to go ahead and get started with our show. Minister Griggs, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, praise God. Please forgive me for the technical difficulties. We have already had our introduction through Rebecca Williams, but I want to let you know that tonight we do have a guest. Her name is Minister Griggs, and she is the ministry leader for Seizing of Souls. She's going to go ahead and give her introduction and tell us a little about Seizing of Souls.
Thank you, Sister Lewis. Seizing of Souls is a nonprofit organization. We are a 501c3, and our main purpose and goal is to share the love of Christ with his children and to be a place where people can come and feel safe to discuss the issues that they're having in life. We know life has a way of presenting a lot of challenges, and we just want people to know that if they need someone to provide a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or just someone to talk to, that we are here for them. It's been our experience that sometimes when life gets so overwhelming, we tend to sometimes feel like we're alone and we're forgotten. And depending on what our particular situations are, we may not be comfortable sharing that with our best friends, our family members, our coworkers, or people just who know us in general. So sometimes it's easier to release and vent and discuss out loud with an impartial person, and that's what we want to be. We want to be that person that they're comfortable with, and we want to be a emotional support system for them. And in that process, we'll be using God's biblical principles to show them how to handle and deal with the trials that they face in life each and every day. And even though they may be going through a trial, we also want to encourage them and teach them how to conduct themselves, because the whole world doesn't need to know by looking at you what you're going through. So we try to help them cope with their issues in a manner that they're not wearing it every day.
Well, amen. Let me ask you this then, Minister Grease. Is this a program, or is this just a place where they can come and be fed? Or tell us a little bit about the organization. Or you can really start with how you began.
Okay.
I like this story when I read it on the Internet.
The organization was birthed in 2011. My husband, Terry, and I, we've been married for 36 years, and in 2011, he went through a liver transplant. What led up to the liver transplant was his immune system, within the course of about 30 to 45 days, it just attacked his liver. He was never an alcoholic or anything of that nature, but his autoimmune system just went haywire, and it attacked his liver. To the point where he was just days from losing his life. I mean, it had gotten to the point where he was slowly leaving us. And what happened with that process was he went on the transplant list around 8 p.m. on a Sunday night, and they called me about 5 p.m. on Monday the next day saying, "Miss Griggs, we found a match for your husband, and we're going to be doing surgery the next day." And that was just proof to us that God was still in control. It was a horrible situation, but we were able to see God's hand in the midst of that situation. And glory to God, throughout the recovery process, he never went through rejection. There were some other trials and tribulations through the process of recovery. He contracted a virus that led to many other things. But throughout that whole process, God showed us in a personal way that he was in control, that he was watching over us, taking care of us, strengthening us. We were children of faith. I mean, even before the transplant, we knew who the Lord was. We were serving the Lord, living for the Lord. But it was through that test of our faith that we got to learn about God in a more personable way. No one can tell us now who God is, because now we know for ourselves that he's a provider. Anyone who's had any kind of sickness or disease know that there are financial bills and expenses that go along with that, sometimes astronomical. But God still showed up and manifested himself in such a way that that wasn't an issue. As my husband's caregiver, I lived at the hospital because that's where he was. When I tell you God showed up and provided for my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, on those rare occasions when I did leave, he provided for gas and parking, and the bills at home did not stop coming in, but God continued to provide while I was off my job trying to be a caregiver to my husband. So when I tell you about the goodness of the Lord, it is phenomenal. It is amazing, and I can't do anything but praise him, because in the midst of the storm, he showed and revealed himself to us in such a personal way. And while he was doing that, he told us and imparted in our hearts to start seizing of souls. When we were in recovery and going through the recovery process, we were required to go through group sessions. And we were thinking, you know, who wants to go through that? I don't have anything to say. What am I going to get from it? But it was amazing that the support group taught us so much. It gave us an avenue to openly discuss what we were feeling, how we were feeling, if we were angry, if we were sad, if we were hurt, if we were disappointed. We were able to share that with people who understood what we were going through. And the chaplain was such an incredible man of God. He was a man of few words, but he had an amazing way of pulling out of you those things that you needed to release and open up and talk about. So throughout that process, God put it on our hearts to start the seizing of souls, and we like to refer to it as the SOS because we feel that it really is a lifeline that God uses to help pull us out when we feel like we're drowning in the various trials and tribulations and situations that life presents itself with. So that's how we got started. As far as what we do, we will meet with people either one-on-one or we will meet with people as a group. Keep in mind, we are a new organization. We're still trying to get off the ground, and we are partnering with some local churches so that we can use their facilities to come in and set up appointments. But we are at a point where right now, if someone needs us and want to meet with us, we'll meet you at the local Starbucks or whatever is convenient for you, just so that we can be available and share the love of Christ with them. And we want them to know that God is there, and he's listening, and he's available to help, and he's sending help. So we just want to be God's hands and feet and be available to people who need to talk about the situations that they're going through.
Well, amen. Very good. Now, how did you come up with the name Seizing of Souls? Was it because of what you went through, or God just dropped it in your spirit? How did you come up with that name?
Actually, he gave the name to my husband. He revealed to him. First, it came to him as SOS. And my husband was talking to the Lord. He's like, okay, SOS, but what does that stand for? I know SOS is a distress signal. It's a call for help.
Yeah.
We understand and we get that. But,
right.
You know, that can't be the name. Other things are called SOS. But long story short, God dropped it in his spirit, seizing of souls. And the reason it's seizing of souls is the Lord impressed on his heart that God's children are suffering, and they're allowing the things of the world to just take control over them and draw them away from him. And we are at a point that God is pulling his children back. He is literally seizing them, grabbing them, taking a hold of them, and he wants to bring them back to him where they rightfully should have been in the first place. So that's where seizing of souls came from. God is calling by any means necessary his children to come back to a relationship and understanding and knowledge of him.
Well, praise God. Sounds real good to me. I see we have Minister Henderson has joined us tonight. She's online. We have some other guests online, other callers online tonight. Is there anyone that would like to ask Minister Griggs any questions or have any comments about Season of Souls before we move forward? Minister Henderson?
I don't at this time.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Sorry about the inconvenience. We were having a little technical difficulties, but God is good all the time, and all the time he's good. He's straightened it out for us, and we are on the show now. And thanks, everyone, for calling in, and thanks, everyone, for listening. Now, Minister Griggs, I wanted to ask you, besides being a minister, did you have any formal training on, Christian counseling or just any background in counseling or anything like that before you started this organization?
We had a lot of on-the-job training. As Christians, we led hospital ministry. We also ran nursing home ministry. We, for years, did homeless feedings. And what we learned by working in those areas, God taught us how to interact with people who were hurting. He allowed us the opportunity to converse with them one-on-one and learn how to get through to people and understand and relate to them and to be an encouragement to them through his word and through his love. So he gave us a lot of on-the-job training as far as being with the homeless, hospital ministry. We also led intercessory prayer through our church and the various leadership classes that our churches offered. Of course, we took advantage of those as well. And most recently, my husband and I completed ministers training through our overseer, Samuel Hawkins Sr. He is the pastor of Mount Hebron Baptist Church in Terrell, Texas. So we completed our ministerial and ministry development course through him, and we're recently licensed.
Amen. Yeah, that one right there, that's a powerful man of God himself. I tell you, every time I'm around him, he messes me up. he can't help himself. He speaks a word that's be just so challenging, so right on time that I just, I love him. I really love him. He's just a true man of God, and he's very anointed. He has that gift, so I thank God for knowing him. I've had a chance to talk to him personally a few times that we've been around each other, and he's just a real true man of God. So I really do commend him for getting this done for you and helping you with your ministerial duties and training you. So I know you've been trying.
He has definitely been a blessing from God. And when you're talking about an anointed man of God, oh, my goodness, we can't thank God enough for the introduction and the relationship and then him being our mentor. Oh, when I tell you that he has been an answer to prayer and such a powerful influence in our lives as well as the ministry. Words can't express our gratitude and thankfulness to God and what he's done for us.
Amen. I'll have to just echo ditto on that because just being around him, just knowing him, you know, you just can't help but to feel his anointing, to know that he is just truly who he say he is. He's an anointed man of God. So I just commend him and thank him for all that he does for you and the community and everybody around that comes in contact with him. So we're going to go ahead and ask again if there's any listening audience out there that would like to ask a question or if we have any callers that want to call in to 310-982-4126 and talk to this mighty woman of God, Minister Griggs of Season of Souls. Please feel free to go ahead and call us and ask us anything that you want to ask Minister Griggs about the about her ministry. She is conducting a spiritual help for the homeless and for anybody who needs help. So, Mr. Griggs, do you have anything else you want to share with us that we haven't asked you?
Hello? I'd like to share
Hello?
That. Are you there?
Yes,
I'm here.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to give a call in. I just wanted to say it has been an honor to be the recipient of Minister Griggs on many occasions. My name is Tish Booker, and I just wanted to ask her, what kind of plans do you see for the ministry in the future? I mean, what is your personal vision that you and your husband want to say or to see in, say, you know, 5 years?
Well, our what we feel God has put on our hearts is that right now we are doing the Seizing of Souls part-time. I mean, we're both still holding down full-time jobs. But we see and we believe that God has a full-time ministry for us because there are so many people who are in need of encouragement and biblical training and to know how to conduct themselves when they're facing trials and tribulations. And we see ourselves having our own office space and being available full-time to do this with a staff that has experience in various areas. For example, we understand issues when you're dealing with health issues. We understand and personally can relate to financial issues and emotional issues. But there are some things that my husband and I are not experts in because we haven't been through every situation, every trial, everything that you face in life. But we believe that God is going to give us a team to partner with us so that we can expand and be available to minister to all people, regardless of what they're going through. Now, we are not dealing with drug abuse and spousal abuse and things of that nature. That is really not our area of expertise. But when we're talking about things of the heart, emotional and mental issues and things of that nature, not mental health, but I'm so overwhelmed mentally that I cannot function, we can definitely relate to those type situations, and we feel that God has equipped us to be a helper to one another because that's what his word says, for us to be helpers one to another.
Amen. Well, I can't wait to see how things turn out, and we'll be watching and praying for you.
Thank you, dear.
Amen. I wanted to ask, do you have, are you currently adding on to any, are you adding on any new ministers to your organization, or are you recruiting for different issues or problems, you know, like financial counseling or, you know, marriage counseling and stuff like that? Are you just going to hurting people and emotional issues there?
For right now, the focus is hurting and emotional issues. But as I say that, God is, you know, instilling in my spirit that that could change. You mentioned something about financial counseling. And recently I've been introduced to a financial advisor, and I can see where he would be of benefit to the ministry. So I'm always trying to be mindful of what God's plan is and to keep an open mind and keep my ears and my spirit open to what he's doing. This has been my experience. When God brings somebody in my circle of relationship, usually it's for a reason. So I have to just be mindful and keep my ears and eyes open to what thus saith the Lord, what he would have us to do. So I never say never, and, you know, at this time it's not happening, but that doesn't mean God won't open the door for it to be a part of the ministry in the future.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What is the most prevalent issue that you see with us today, just getting into a little what you do and who you talk to? What is the most prevalent issue that you have to deal with our people?
Finances, believe it or not. that tends to be the first thing that causes issues in relationships. It causes the stress, whether it's lack of employment, being underemployed. Finances tend to be a big key. And we know that the word says that God is the one who will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. We know this. That's the truth. That's the word. What we're seeing is that people are like, but I don't have enough money to make it from paycheck to paycheck. I know what his word says, but I'm struggling. I'm in need. I have expenses. This is about to get cut off. That's about to get cut off. So that's one of the biggest issues that we see, and people not knowing how to just, number one, step back for just a moment. Talk to God, not from a, I need, I won't, but from a perspective, God, this is what your word is. I know it's true. I know you have a purpose and a plan for my life. What am I doing? What can I do to help alleviate this situation? And if for this season this is the situation I'm going to be in, Lord, help me to just deal with it. Give me the patience, give me the strength, give me the endurance to face this. Teach me some financial knowledge. Maybe I need to relinquish my cable for a minute. Maybe I need to, you know, downgrade the cell phone. Maybe I don't need to shop as much. If there's something I'm doing that's hindering my financial growth, reveal it to me. Help me. Give me the tools that I need to overcome this situation. So that's one of the biggest things that we see. The next thing would just be relationship issues in general, husbands and wives, and just even being a woman single and facing that issue. So I would say that financial issues would be the main thing that we see.
Amen. Okay, so how do they relate to that when you tell them, what you said, you know, that God is able, and how are they taking it? Do they trust and believe that, or what other mechanism do you have for them to help them trust and believe in what you're telling them? Is it prayer? Is it taking them out and, you know, helping them financially? Or what do you do to get them to understand and accept?
Sister Lewis, it's funny that you asked that question. This is one of the things that proved to us that this is God's ministry and it's not our ministry. God has had a way of giving us insight when we are dealing with people. It's like he pulls the cover back a little bit and allows us to see them and see the situation in a way that we shouldn't even know about. But God reveals what that particular situation is, and he equips us and gives us the words that are comforting, the words that give knowledge, the words of confirmation. He's revealing to us things that we should know because we're talking to total strangers. But God shows up, and he brings a rhema word, and he shines light on these areas. And people look at us, and they're like, how do you know this? How do you do what you do? How do you know this about me? You just met me. Mm-hmm. But it's God. God is his spirit drawing their spirit and our spirits together. And he gives us what we need to minister to each and every person. And it's different with each and every person. But he always shows up, and his spirit just calms the stormy seas, puts us on the same page, brings peace. He brings understanding. He brings that connection that allows them to open up and receive what it is that he wants to impart in them. It's not us. It's what God is trying to get to his children. We may just be a vehicle that he's using to do that.
Amen. Wonderful. I see that we have our sponsor on the line, Sister Beasley, Beverly. Do you have any questions or comments tonight?
No, I'm sorry. I got in a little late from walking my dog, so I really didn't hear what a lot that our guests had to say. But if you could kind of go over a little bit for me what the ministry is all about, I'd appreciate that.
Not a problem. I was saying that the ministry is a emotional support group system where when you're facing issues and trials in life, we are available to be an encouragement, a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, while expounding on God's promises about whatever we're facing and his role in helping us get through the situations that we face. And I was saying that Seizing of Souls, SOS Ministries, we meet with individuals. We do one-on-one. We will do group sessions. And at this point, we will meet them anywhere just to be available to be a blessing to them and to help support them emotionally through whatever they're going through.
Amen.
Amen. I liked something else you were saying about the finance part where you guide them and get them to look and see if it's something that they're doing to help with their finances, not only put their needs before the Lord, but also look at themselves to see if there's some changes that they can make with their finances. And I find that to be a lot of the times we're not looking at what we're spending, what we're doing, and we're doing a lot of things, buying a lot of things that we don't really need, just going shopping. So it is good to kind of get people to redirect their attention to looking at their finances and looking at their life to see exactly where they're going in their life, and that kind of gives you something, a goal, and it makes you focus back on the things in life that are really, really important and not a lot of material things. So it's good that your ministry is doing that. That's wonderful to hear.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, I was going to ask you, do you require any funding, or do you ask? I know ministry takes finances, okay? And oh my God, and we need gas, and we need food, and do you take donations, or do you take? How do you provide for yourself financially to do this?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We are a nonprofit. We do not charge for the services that we render. If someone would like to make a donation, they are free to do so. We have the website. We have PayPal. Whatever God moves on their heart to do, we're definitely open for donations. Because we are 501c3, all donations are tax deductible. But God gave us this, and God has been truly, he has been funding it and supplying all of our needs. I want to just tell you a quick story. We had a fundraiser recently, and someone had a flyer of ours, and they took it to their job, and they posted it, and someone came into that place of business, looked at the flyer, and said that they were compelled to make a donation. And they gave it to that person who forwarded it over to our ministry. And that is not unusual. People we don't know, people we have not met, God just moves on their heart to donate and give to his ministry. And we believe that wherever he guides us, whatever direction he sends us in, that he's going to provide. And he has proven it to us over and over and over again. Yes, we take donations, but we know where our help comes from, and it comes from the Lord.
Amen. Wonderful. That is so wonderful to hear. You are 501c3 certified?
501c3, yes, ma'am. We have our papers.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing right there. So that enables you to get all kind of help that you need.
Exactly.
So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Now, we have some other callers on the line. Is there anyone out there that would like to ask a question? Or the listeners that are listening by computer, you can call 310-982-4126, 310-982-4126, and speak to Minister Griggs with Season of Souls. Anyone out there want to ask a question, give us a call. Or if the caller's on the line, just go ahead and speak up and ask the question.
I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. My question is, Minister Griggs, at the present time, do you all have an office location, or are you available that if our church was to make a referral, are you able to come to the church and meet with a person or a group or a family?
We currently do not have a location. And, yes, we are definitely available to the churches in the community if they have someone who needs our services. Right now, that is really our plan, to be available to whatever churches who have a need for our services. So that is definitely something we're available for, and we would just love to be of help wherever needed.
Okay. Now, if I go on your website, do you have a referral form, or if it's just easier for us to call and make the referral?
We have our telephone number on the website. You can email us from the website. It's contact@seizingofsouls.org, or you can email me personally at agriggs@seizingofsouls.org. Whichever way you prefer to do it, call us, email us. Either way is fine with us.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Minister Griggs, I want you to go ahead and give them, our listening audiences, your contact numbers and your email address and your website and all of that good information, so that for any of those that are listening that need you right now or tomorrow, they can contact you. So would you go ahead and bless us with that information?
Yes, I'd love to. Seizing of Souls Ministries, our website is www.seizingofsouls.org, and that is SEIZINGOFSOULS, seizingofsouls.org. The telephone number is 972-961-6533. You can also email us at contact@seizingofsouls.org. My email address is Griggs, Griggs, @seizingofsouls.org. And for the listening audience tonight, I would like to also give you my cell number. The Lord put it on my heart before the program started this evening to go ahead and release my cell number. So whoever is listening, if you need to speak with me or want to speak with me, you can reach me at 972-207-7679, and that is my personal cell number.
Amen. Well, praise God. We thank you for that information. We thank you for sharing with us tonight on Season of Souls. We thank you that you have joined us, and we hope that we have been able to provide some information to our listening audience to get them the help we need. That is what My Sister, My Friend is all about. We are our sister's keepers. We try to provide resources, help for all our sisters that are listening tonight, and we hope that you have heard something that will help you, or you could pass the information on to someone else to be of help. Thank you very much, Minister Griggs, for your information and for joining us tonight. We're about winding down our show. We have on our also on the line tonight, we have Minister Linda Jordan, who's going to come with us to us tonight and give us some information on some things that is going on in her ministry and tell us a little about her ministry. If you are finished sharing with us, Minister Griggs,
Yes.
Is there anything else that you wanted to, would you like to leave something for our listening audience, a word of confidence or inspiration for them before we bring on Minister Jordan?
Just one moment. I sure would. Thank you. Number one, Sister Lewis, thank you so much for this opportunity to be on your program. And for those who are listening, just want you to know that God is saying that in spite of what you're going through, He is still in control. He sees all and He knows all, and He loves you with an undying love. And if you just open the door of your heart and allow Him to come in and soothe away the pain and the hurt and the stress and the strain of this daily life, He'll come in and make you anew. He loves you, He cherishes you, and He desires nothing more than to have an intimate one-on-one relationship with you. Everyone be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much for that word of encouragement to our listening audience. And if y'all didn't feel it, y'all missing something. Because that was a word. God does love you. I will echo every word of that. Now, Minister Jordan, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about Linda Jordan Ministries and what's going on with you?
Thank you so much. I am Elder Jordan, and the ministry is Linda Jordan Outreach Ministries. And God has really, and if I could say, if I could back up for just a second to say how much I enjoyed listening to Minister Griggs and the Seizing of Souls Ministry, such an awesome vision and such an awesome need, and it is so much what she was saying. It was a lot of what God had been saying to me over the years, and so I know that God, when we listen, He will say the same thing. It may come down a little bit different, but I really enjoyed, and God bless you, Minister Griggs, and what you're doing, and I hope that we can connect in Jesus' name. And so we have the outreach that God had given us several years back, about nearly 10 years now. But what we have coming up right now, Sister Lewis, is our youth and teen summit, and it's called Get It All Out. And we are excited about it because, as we all know, you know, that the enemy is trying to snuff out our youth and trying to redirect them and trying to pull them in the wrong direction. And some of them have gone that way, but that is not their lot. And we believe that God is going to use us to be able to snatch them out and put them on Straight Street. And so that's on a Saturday, June the 28th. It's high packed energy, excitement, a lot of worship, a lot of praise, a lot of celebration, Christian rap, spoken words, mind dancing, just high energy of a celebration of Christ. But then what's most important is the reason that we do this is to break off into different group sessions for the youth and those that come to be able to be in a safe place in a small group setting to get it out, to talk about what they're dealing with, to talk about what they're struggling with, talk about what they don't understand, why they're angry, why why we see their behinds, why we're seeing their cleavage, you know, just to let them know that, you know, there's no condemnation. We don't come to judge. We want to understand. And as we can understand, we can impart and share with them the word of God. So we're going to be in the Duncanville area this year. Last year we were in Lancaster, and it was just an awesome time then, and we just believe in God for even a greater time this year. So we're excited about it.
Amen.
It's going to be... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're doing what I wanted you to do. Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to be, again, Saturday, June the 28th. It's going to be held at First Free Will Baptist Church in Duncanville, Texas, and that address is 14 15 West Wheatland. It's an all-day summit from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is no cost. Our ministry is also a nonprofit 501c3 ministry, and we're going to serve breakfast. We're also going to serve them lunch. We're having some wonderful giveaways. We have some sponsors that's helping us, and we're just excited about it. And that the theme is create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, Psalms 51:10. And we're reaching that out to our teens and young adults.
Amen. Amen. So is there a flyer on your Facebook page that they can go and look at? Would you give them your Facebook information so that they can go and get that information?
Absolutely. The Facebook page is Linda Jordan Ministries. That's MINISTRIES. And the information is there. We also have our website, www.lindajordanministries.com, and our email address is Exhaling Ministry, which is what we exhale. Exhaling is what God has called us to help people do. So it's EXHALINGMINISTRY at sbcglobal.net. I know that's kind of long, but Exhaling Ministry at sbcglobal.net. And this fire-filled day is going to be Saturday, June the 28th, which is in a couple of weeks. And Duncanville area is where we're coming.
Amen. And I want to tell each of you that are listening or in our listening audience, if you have any youth in your church, to feel free to go out and join, come out and join Linda Jordan Ministries on this Get It All Out weekday. I'm sure it's going to be lots and lots of fun and lots of entertainment, and then we get to be ministered to. And if you need to talk to her, go to her website and contact her. I'm sure she'll be glad to talk to you about joining in and how you can help build this.
Amen.
So we just ask that all of you that are available on June the 28th to come to the Free Will First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville, Texas. We're planning on having a grand time, and we thank you for joining us tonight, Minister Jordan, and giving us that information. And when you get time, we're going to ask that you come back on the show and tell us more about Exhaling and about your ministry. But tonight we wanted to get the information
out
to the youth and the youth departments of the listening audiences and their churches. So feel free to come and join us on June the 28th at the First Free Will Baptist Church, 1415 West Wheatland Road. That's going to be Duncanville, Texas. We're in for a grand time.
I wanted to know
if there was anyone else on the line that had any more announcements or any more comments, or if you wanted to ask Minister Griggs anything else. You're still there, Minister Griggs, aren't you?
I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. If there was anything else that you had for Minister Griggs or even for Minister Jordan, any questions or comments tonight, ladies? Anybody?
I have a question for Minister Jordan.
Yes, ma'am.
Minister Jordan, how are you this evening?
God bless you. I'm excited about the Lord. Thank you.
Good, good. My question is, I just heard your announcement about the function that you guys are having on June 28th for the youth and the young adults on Creating Me a Clean Heart.
Yes, ma'am.
Give us an example of some of the methods that will be used. Say, for instance, a child or a young adult came and wanted the heart to be cold.
Okay, so what we do is, first of all, because we're with the teens, that's a broad range of ages. And so as we break into the group sessions, they have different sessions that they can sign up to attend, and they are age appropriate. And let me just share with the way we get our topics. We have our teenagers, and they give us things that they are dealing with, what they're struggling with. Some have talked to us about their parents dealing with, coping with parents incarcerated, being the oldest left to care for my siblings, dealing with prayer pressure, trying different drugs. These are some of the things that they've submitted. I'm just reading some of the issues that they would like that they would like to talk about. And we found that when we can reach them and ask them, what are you dealing with? What's going on? Or your close friend or whatever, that it's more accurate than us guessing, you know, and we want to make a difference. And we, God had given us this to do early in the summer so that we can kind of redirect them during the weeks that they're out of school, causing them to have a different outlook, even going back into the following school year that's coming up. And so it's called Get It All Out, because they, you know, when they do get it out, sister, in some instances they're not always received well, you know, or they're not even counseled well. So we want them to know that first they won't be judged, you know, and they will be loved and received in love, and that there is a solution to what they're going through in the Word of God. And so if we can show them that and impart some in them, that when that situation arises again, our hope is that they'll make the right decision. They won't, you know, do it the way the world or the way their flesh wants to respond, but the way the Word of God requires us to respond. And we're hoping, we're praying for souls. We've been praying for it about 4 months already. So we're excited, and we believe that it's going to make a difference. Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am, and I have a part B to that question.
Okay.
Once I get it all out, what's the next step?
The next step is plugging you into the churches in your community, giving you some resources, as well as staying connected to us. Because what God is doing, and I'm so excited about it, is that He is giving us a group of young adults that have gone through some things, glory to God, but they have come out of that and is able to stand as a witness and a testimony. And so we're always, you have to be able to do follow-up. You have to be able to be plugged in. You have to be able to have somewhere to connect to. So we're here in the Dallas Metroplex, and the churches that we connect with are also available for them, as well as resources like different officers and the health center dealing with teen pregnancies and some other colleges connections to link them and connect them with something more positive, motivating, and encouraging.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you're located in Dallas?
Well, we're throughout the Metroplex. We're Kingdom. This is the Kingdom Ministry. Amen. And so, like I said, last year we were in Lancaster doing the Get It All Out. But we also do street ministry, and we do that wherever a door opens. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank
keep us
you.
In prayer.
Yeah, very intriguing. It's something that's needed for such coverage now.
Amen. Keep us in prayer, and hope you can pass it along. We're looking forward to it. We have a strong team of young adults that are excited to have an opportunity to pull someone else out.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, is that all the questions? We are rounding down our time, and I'm going to, if there are no more questions, I'm going to ask Minister Griggs to pray us out. If there are no more announcements or any other comments or any other questions for our guest tonight, for Minister Griggs or for Minister Jordan from our listening audience, we have about 4 minutes. If you have a quick question that they might answer for you, go ahead and ask. If not, we're going to get Mr. Griggs to end the show with a prayer. Is there any more questions? No comments? All minds and hearts are on one accord. Well, thank you for listening. We thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for sharing your information, Minister Jordan. We thank you for sharing
thank
with
you
us,
for
Mr.
having
Griggs.
Me.
And we hope that we can get to back to you all pretty soon and have a come back on the show and let's just have a little more chatting going on. But before we pray, I do need to put something in your spirit. The Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church Women of Distinction will be having their annual prayer breakfast. It's October the 11th. At 9 o'clock, and then November the 8th through the 10th, I believe, we will be having our retreat. There will be more information to come. We're planning on having a grand time in the Lord at both events, and we would like our listening audiences and our friends, loved ones, female ladies, to come out and join us at each event. On next Monday, I will have more information for you. We're also planning for those of you who like to talk about their marriages and their marital issues and things that are going on between husband and wife and relationship. We will have an upcoming segment that will maybe air on Thursdays in the near future, but I'll come back to you and tell you more about that. We're getting that together, and we just want us to be whole and rounded with all the information that we need, that you can come to my sister, my friend, and find out what you need to know and what resources are available for you, just as the way the show started off tonight with the diabetes segment. We have a lady coming on next Monday night who will be talking about health issues and keeping your body cleansed and giving you tips and information about taking care of your body. She's my health coach for Methodist Hospital. She will be with us on next Monday night, the 23rd. So y'all tune back in with us next Monday night again for some more information and some more ministry. And I thank you again for joining us, and God bless each of you. And Mr. Griggs, pray us away.
All right. Thank you so much. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Sister Lewis. We thank you for the ministry, my sister, my friend. We thank you for Pastor Henderson, Lord God, and for Minister Jordan and her ministry. Father God, we pray that everyone who was in attendance tonight, that something was said, Lord God, something was done that pricked their heart and gave them a glimpse of hope. Father God, for our youth and young adults, we just thank you for this powerful ministry, and we pray that the doors of heaven be opened and that favor be upon them in each and everything that they do. And Father God, we just thank you for just being who you are in our lives, for the blessings that come from you, for being your children, for being always in your presence. And Father God, we thank you that as we go on our way, you are always with us, watching over us, protecting us and providing. We thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your grace, and for your mercy, for you and you alone are worthy to be exalted. And Father God, we just thank you that my sister, my friend, continues to reach around the world to shape and transform lives, Lord God, and teach women their worth and their value through Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. God bless each of you, and I wish that the rest of your week will be blessed. And don't forget about the summit. Tell your youth about it, and let's get it all out. God bless each of you. Good night. I love you. Take care.